You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. This week, Montgomery County is hosting a summit on hunger and food accessibility in Dayton. Large parts of the city are considered a food desert, defined by the USDA as a low-income area with limited access to a grocery store. A lot of efforts at fighting food deserts have focused on getting grocery stores and farm stands out into neighborhoods. But a new approach flips that by putting fruits and vegetables right in the middle of town, the bus hub. WYSO's Lewis Wallace took a ride to check it out.
I'm on a bus starting at the Northwest Hub in Trotwood, about 7 miles out from downtown Dayton. As we head into town, we pass a grocery store a grand total of one time, a Kroger, pretty far out near the end of the line. Otherwise, it's liquor stores, dollar stores, not much else. Then I get into Right Stop Plaza, also known as the Hub. Inside, it's sort of cafeteria style, with a Golden Fish and Chicken, two burger places, and a fast food Thai joint. But just across from them is a farm stand, set up right on the linoleum floor of the bus station. There are wooden bins overflowing with carrots, potatoes, cabbages. Judy Lewis is filling up a brown paper bag with spinach and broccoli.
And I just mix them up and make my own little salad for lunch at work.
She's a cosmetologist. Her makeup matches her purple sweater.
Oh, yeah, I love doing hair. It's my thing, you know. I love making people beautiful and making them happy, so.
She works inside a Walmart and comes through the bus hub on her way. So she was excited when she learned there would be a fruit and vegetable stand here.
I was watching the news and they mentioned this and I said, well, it's about time.
Judy Lewis uses an EBT card that's food stamps, which means for her, everything here is two for one. Colorful signs are hanging up advertising the market at Right Stop Plaza, open Tuesday through Thursday from 12 to 6. County Commissioner Judy Dodge was the leader who brought this to fruition.
There are so many people that cannot get fresh fruits and vegetables because they don't have good access to grocery stores.
And she's on a public health committee that thought,
wouldn't it be a great idea to put something downtown locally close to the bus stops so that people can come in, grab some fresh fruits and vegetables, get back on the bus, go back to work, or go home.
This is a pretty novel idea for a smaller city. Atlanta's transportation system has something similar, but you normally don't see a bus stop farm stand outside of places like New York and LA. And those are usually privately run. This one's a partnership between the RTA bus system, the county, and Homeful, a homeless services organization that's staffing the stand. April Easterling is on her way out of the market. I'd noticed her earlier.
Yes. I had to give me some grapes and bananas and tomato. I just was waiting. I've been waiting for it to come.
And before it was here, where would you shop for produce?
I didn't.
What April Easterling says, that she didn't shop for produce before, is interesting. Because a new study on food deserts from the nonprofit National Bureau of Economic Research shows that changes in access, more grocery stores, don't necessarily change people's shopping habits. In other words, a farm stand at the bus stop won't magically make lots more people buy veggies. Largely, it's a convenience for people like Judy Lewis, the cosmetologist, who was going to buy veggies somewhere anyhow. County Commissioner Judy Dodge says she's aware of that, and so to encourage people to buy and cook the food, they'll also offer cooking and nutrition classes.
So we are prepared for that and to basically show the individuals as they come off the bus, this is what you can do with a turnip, 50 ways to cook a chicken, things like that. You know, this isn't going to solve all the problems for everyone, but, you know, at least it's a step.
Next step, making sure the store itself breaks even. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.